Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody. How you doing? All right, what's going on? Happy Thanksgiving to all and all family. I'm back to again. Two weeks ago, we got cut short. So I'm just here tonight to let you know that I'm back. I'd like to talk to you all about not just this holiday, but about all the things that leads up to this holiday and then more. So last time I got cut off, and I was trying to emphasize the point that, you know, not only just Thanksgiving, but most of these mainstream holidays that we'll be into shouldn't have an emphasis of being hyped up to be the greatest show on earth. Most of the time in our lives, we should make this contribution to a point that we just enjoy what we do without letting it be dignified by what everybody else says and what they think and perceive what a holiday should be. Because I always thought that if you really worked hard and shed the fruits of your labor, you can understand that every day is a holiday that you encounter. At least that's what I thought as I got older, because, you know, it was cool when you still had your innocence, how they put an emphasis on what certain holidays were. But when you delve deep into how they started and the origin of these holidays, as you become an adult and get older, you get kind of turned off. And that's where I'm at right now. Because I always thought, and I just only feel that, hey, when you really want to do these things, when they put a big headline or a name on it, you know, I always thought and feel that you have to keep doing this anywhere as the days and the years go on. So it just don't be one certain day designated. Because to me personally, I always thought, feel, and believe that the only holiday that really should be having super emphasis on it is your birthday. Because, you know, quiet as kept, you could have been born to anything, you know, any type of living creature, an ant, a roach, aardvark, anything. But since you're human and you do have a birthday, I always felt that that's like bigger than the 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's wrapped up into one. You know, because as you go and live, you understand that, hey, every day that you live, you go to learn and grow. And at the same time, that's why the celebration comes in, because what you've lived and learned and grown for that whole year, that makes it special to the fact that you did accomplish something, even though I might not look at it. It might be small and minuscule, but at the same time, in your heart of hearts, you know. And then you ain't got to wait till the next day for it becomes 70 to 80% off so you can go shopping. You know, I mean, that's true defined as something really real for me. That's the only holiday I ever want to ever, for the rest of my life on the surf, celebrate is my birthday. You know, because that tells everything who I am, what I'm all about, and hey, what I'm here for. So, you know, I was just saying, you know, doing some thinking and really getting back to my roots, to that, hey, man, you know, not only Thanksgiving, but all these other holidays that was manufactured and made up, if you don't get the real reason why they got there, I mean, we just following everybody like sheep's go to the slaughterhouse. One holiday in particular that I really don't like, and I liked when I was a kid, was Halloween. Because deep in my heart of hearts, I always felt that to celebrate ghouls, goblins, and witches, they don't sit too well with me. Not only the fact that when I was little, I got my bags took with all my candy. You know, I can get over that because I've grown up and understand that's the nature of the beast. But at the same time, I never understood the concept that we praise as witches and ghouls and goblins and demonic spirits. And the more that you put it out there, the more that you can be touched and affected by it. Because I don't know about you all, but I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. Meaning that, you know, anything that touches to the spirits and the soul, I get kind of leery about, especially when they try to make it fun. Well, I don't see no pleasures in dressing up, you know, and, you know, being something that I'm not. Because after a while, that type of feeling you're going to sustain that. And you can have those Halloween masks on all year round and for the rest of your life. But I don't know where it came from, because I remember hearing from something or reading something in the past that when this country got started, they would kill witches. They would kill women and line them up because they had the assumption that they were witches. But then we come back right in reverse. We want to praise it and make it like a real good holiday thing, which I don't think it is. So what I'm saying about the whole scenario is this. And holidays, certain spirits, and certain feelings and emotions goes away. But at the same time, all that hype and enthusiasm, I think that that should be done all year round for better your life. Because as you keep living in this world, you're going to find things and sometimes, you know, situations to a point that, hey, you don't have to wait to one moment to identify and give recognition for the things that you've got. Because it's not always mentioned in what you can buy, who you can give, and who you can get. You know, the fanfare and the hype is one thing, but deep down in your heart of hearts and in your soul and in your mind, you should know that, hey, if I can give some encouraging words, it's not always mentioned in materialism, money, or none of that. But it's the things you do. If you go talk it, you need to walk it. You know, help a person when they're feeling down. Or give them some type of hope and optimism to let them know that, hey, things don't stay the same forever. And if you can survive, hey, you can be on top. Because I feel that, hey, if I don't get no inheritance to hit the lottery, I'm going to never be ahead of this game because I'm too old and it's too long for me. So I'm just trying to stay on top so with the checks and balances, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's. Still try to maintain a lot of peace and some sanity out of it, after it's all. So that's why I say, every day that you live on this earth, you should pat yourself on the back and celebrate. Not in a holiday fashion like we all do, you know, drink, you know, eat, and get full. No, but in other ways, man, that can keep you moving on, keep you motivated to live through this life. Because for some of us, that's the main thing we need. You know, I can understand that because sometimes I feel that way myself personally, that it's the intangibles, the little things that helps us get through the day and the night, keep us going strong, stay determined and motivated. Because without that, it's like we just, you know, being sheep going to the slaughterhouse, jump when they say jump, do when they say do. And then sometimes we lose ourselves along the way. We step outside of that, and then that's when it becomes a problem. Because myself, hey man, I want to still be, till I close my eyes for the last time, I'm looking forward to still being that same mountain out in there that I was in 1971 in kindergarten. So, you know, if that's all I'm stuck with, I don't apologize for it. If anything, I embrace it and try to love it to a point that, hey, if I can find something that's productive and help people as I be helped along the way, then I'm cool, man. You know, more or less on a contribution level, not a tribute level, because I don't want to attribute to nothing. Because myself, after being in this grit and grime all my life, I found out that I make things and things really don't make me. It's measured in who I am, not what I got. So I'm kind of apprehensive on one hand and really feel humble and selected and feel blessed on the fact that, hey, I can take it either way. You know, it's no main emphasis on nothing that's already there. You know, like my mother used to say, there's no creativity and no type of negativity. If you want to just move with everybody else, you can. But at the same time, when you're going to develop some individualism and some wherewithal, because it takes a real, real different person to be different and innovative and step outside the box in order to make it. And basically, that's what I'm at right now in my life because, hey, man, the things that excite me don't hinge upon everything that excites everybody else. Because I've always thought that that was the emphasis of growing up to be different. You know, sometimes a lot of times we mix science with reality. And I always thought that the scientific law said that opposites attract, likes repel. So once I found that out, I always tried to make an emphasis. My personal life is to be different to anybody that I encounter, man, woman, animal, anybody, because that was the key, me living, being different, not following everybody else, not jumping like everybody else. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't mind the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday or after Christmas. Christmas Day sale, 80% off. Cool. Why don't we just cut through the chase then and just sleep through these holidays and just wait till the stores open up and go on a frenzy? Because of the process and the steps and how to use these holidays, hands around that, I ask a question. Don't that seem quite deceptive? You know, I like to know, because I don't want to make no bad inference on a hasty generalization on what I see. Sometimes I like to ask others so I don't feel like an alien or somebody out here that just don't know. So that's all I was saying. I don't mean no harm. I'm not going at the retailers or none of that. I'm not trying to start no problem. It's just that I look at it in a different view. And if you can, please forgive me and understand that that's what I'm looking at through my glasses and through my perspective. That's all. So I just need to be understood, not misunderstood. So I won't feel like I'm on a ship with no oars out to sea in this world that we live in. So that's the understanding that I'm trying to get. And that's it. You know, but hey, I'm happy that it's Thanksgiving again. I made another one. You know, and hey, everybody's getting in preparation to enjoy this day. That's the good side of it. You know, but as I said again, I think that in my life, it should be every day now. Because it's one thing guaranteed in this whole world, in this lives that we live, we all go close eyes for the last time. And it's very incumbent on us as individuals and human beings on this earth to keep a good resume and keep it completed. You know, because if not, I just want to be known to be a person that lives, not exist. So that's where my state of mind and my head is in right now. I don't need no distractions or no deceptions or just the regular norm that I've been going through all my life. You know, because right now I'm looking for some type of change. I mean, in a good light, not negative, but just in a good light. You know, instead of watching everybody else, I'm just trying to put an emphasis and focus on myself. So, hey, I won't make the wrong decisions like I've made in the past. Which, hey, I don't have no ill feelings towards that, because it was never a blueprint or a roadmap to this thing called life. So this is basically the only real apprenticeship that I'm going to go through is to learn as I go along is life. You know, but certain things are really getting kind of played out. And I'm just trying to get the emphasis and the understanding that, hey, who was good to me and who was good for me. And that's why I look at it with not rosy-colored glasses, but glasses that's polished real good so I can see good. And that's it. But it's some good things for this holiday. You can get with your family. You can understand and appreciate the value how your family is very important to you. You know, because all else fails you. The only one's got your back is your family, no matter what you go through personally. And it's good to embrace them instead of, you know, always have to put on that black dress or that black suit. Don't ever make it too late before you tell them that, hey, you really do appreciate them. I mean, until it hurts if you have to. That's the whole thing about it, man, because you don't want to wait too late. And as we get up in age, such as I, it's like you don't want to sit up here and be regretful and crying and, you know, the boo-hoo crocodile tears. No, You know, it ain't about that, man. You know, football games, getting a little tipsy, getting something to eat, that's beautiful, man. That's the most beautiful thing in the world because you know what? Ain't no fake masses or none of that. And at the same thing, on a positive note, you can still rekindle your innocence when you see your nieces and nephews and your kids playing together. You know, on holidays such as this, I go back and think, in my house in the Ideal Garden Projects, it was always just the Morgan David wine, and I want to say soul music will play, and your drunk uncles and aunties to give you money to dance with your cousin. You thought you were the greatest dancer better than James Brown, Jackie Wilson, and Michael Jackson. You know, you really getting it, not knowing what you're doing, but it's still with some innocence there. That was a beautiful part about having your family and people around you, man, to a point that it didn't matter. But it was really a beautiful thing, man. It was something to look forward to every year. Every year you look forward to it. You know, having enough to eat, playing, running hard, playing hard. After it was over, sleep all day, and just reminisce on, hey, man, I ain't seen my cousins in a while. You know, we had a great time together. You know, and even as you get older, you still keep the tradition going where it's handed down from your kids down to their kids to their kids. You know, and it feels so good, man. It really do. That's the thing, the most emphasis of these holidays that I look for. Because we can't go back in time, but at the same level, if we keep the things intact that got us here, you know, I have an old famous saying, personally, that I always use, that you always dance with the woman you brought to the prom. So if you've been doing this for years and your family's been doing it, man, keep it going. Keep it going. And then you get to a point in your life, man, you're going to have to do it with love. And make sure that you love it till it hurts. You know what I'm saying? Well, you just put everything into it and you're good. You see your kids playing, dancing, their kids, and, you know, your brothers and sisters. And God rest their soul if your parents here, which mine's not. Hey, man, still have them around. You enjoy this. Because, hey, that's what it's here for. You know? This 30 day of the year, that's due. But I just hope and pray that we shouldn't have to wait till certain holidays for this to be done every weekend, whether it's summertime barbecues or just hanging out, getting together. You know, because I'm the youngest of six, and I'm 58 years old. So, you know, ain't no such word as can't. You know, because can't is a contraction. You say you don't want to do it, I feel, but it's really, really cool to get that vibe, man. Because remember, our families are born to us. They're not chosen by us. So try to make the best of what you got to do and make it happen. You know, and embrace that. You know, because I'll tell you something. I've always been a stubborn, temperamental person. And before certain things that I can get in my life to where I can just give everybody benefit of the doubt, you know, I've always took things close to the chest. I never had an emphasis and really didn't care about what the norm and what's expected is me in this life as far as getting along, communicating, wanting to share and all that. No, man, I didn't really learn how to listen until I was 25 years old. So now that I get older and these emotions and reports of family, I'm starting to see it now because I was always wanting to be like, hey, I can see it. I'm so quick to concede and be like, well, if you don't have no interest, I don't have no interest. Let's move on. But, you know, now I look at it in full circle that ain't nothing like it because, you know, when you go through trouble and tragic times like we all do, I mean, that's one thing we all got in common, you know. Besides that, you know, we all are human, we bleed the same, we have all the bodily functions like each other do. You know, not at the end of the day, but when it's really all said and done, the only people you got is your family and the people that really care and love you. So when holidays like this come up, it's nice. I just don't like the hype and hoopla. You know, I expect for this to be at least 2 to 3 times out of a month where me and my family can get together at the beach and we can have a good time just like this one day. You know, and that's something I have to really think about and consider that because, man, like I said, I only got one black suit. As far as my family and stuff like that, I only like to wear it on Halloween because I don't like wearing fake outfits and masks and all that. So I just rather put on my black suit and get a nice shirt and a bow tie and become a butler. And you could say that I'm a butler here. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I don't like using it for that other occasion. I ain't gonna lie. So, you know, really, that's where I'm at. You know, and that's why I looked at it. I was saying to myself, man, we can have this all year round. We don't have to wait for this. Whoa. Not because they said, because if you keep listening and confiding in society, they're going to lead you astray like a sheep in a slaughterhouse. And then you're going to lose the whole definition and the meaning of why you're trying to get together and have a good holiday and have a good spirit and have your family members around to embrace everything. You know, don't get me wrong. Hey, man, I love it. But don't tell me Black Friday tomorrow after the holiday, you know, to overshadow the good unity and the love. You know, whether your family, who's in your family, hey, whether they working, whether they retired, man, please, it's just good to see them, man. I'll tell you something. I like to see my family when they saw DEFCON 5. And there's too many times they stood there with me when it was. And I do the same for them. You know, but it's just good to see that you're alive and you can kick it and have a good time, man. And trip out, act the fool, get drunk, do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But we together, man, and we trying to have a good time and embrace each other. You know, because it's rough all over. I don't want to bring nobody down or depress them. If that's the case, then I go listen to Pink Floyd or The Doors, the rock group, if I want to depress somebody. I just have them sit down and I play Pink Floyd on the doors and you can really get depressed. But, I mean, a real feeling of adulation when you see your family members and the people that you love and you care about, man. That's priceless. Ain't nobody putting a Black Friday behind that. That lives on, you know, until the next time we hook up. So, that's the beauty of it. I mean, a lot of us still look forward to that, you know, not to dry snitch or signify or talk about what somebody wore or how they look, but just to get together with it, man, like in the summertime with great barbecues. Why? Because we just want to get together. There ain't no emphasis on it. And then be the better time because it's like, hey, we took the time out, we made the preparation, we're going to have a good time. Not just reunions, but I'm just saying. You know, stuff that we can do more than just one time a year. You know, because, hey, who says that we have to do it one time a year? That's what I want to know. Who put that word out? All the retail stores and all the people that's got something to sell and get off their old inventory, getting ready for the new inventory next year. Is that how we're getting down? Because it's so, man. I'm kind of lost, to be honest with you. So that, you know, put a sour taste in my mouth when I come to find out. That was the whole motivation behind this instead of just saying, hey, man, it's a beautiful, good, free feeling. You know, that's for real. That's for real. Okay. Yeah. So, sorry, I guess I just lost that caller. Let's try another call again, you all. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello. This is Skip. You're live radio. We're Skip and Blog Talk Radio, Low Down Radio. Hello, caller. Caller, come in. Oh, Lord, not this again. Hey, y'all, I apologize. I'm going to have to get a real technician to really run this thing, man, because I don't know what is who. And I'm trying to get the callers to call in. So, I don't know. We'll try it again. Yeah. So, basically, this is what we're going to do. We'll try another call of you all. How about this one? Hello, caller. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Skip. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on, Skip?
Nothing, man. I'm just trying to, hey, you know, get a good understanding of this holiday and try to spread some joy and love to people without being so serious. You know,
but
the, how's everything?
You don't know who this is, do you?
Who is it? You're still a human
take
being. I'm loving to hear from you that you tuned in.
Take a guess, man. I work with you.
708. I don't know, man. I'm dumbfounded. Because you know how I feel
Smitty.
About that place. It's one of the high school. Who?
Smitty.
What's up? How you be?
I'm doing good.
What's going
first
on,
time
man?
Calling, man. First time
oh, calling. Yeah. How you been?
I've been good, man. Just tuned in and, you know, tail end of what you're talking about family. And you right on point, man.
Hey, man.
Right on
I had some certain things to me in my life. It happened with crazy family members, man, where I just gave it all up, you know? But at the same time, you know, time heals all wounds. And I just try to really, really try to get an understanding and go out and just try to make amends because I never understood how they would say that, you know, you forgive to free yourself. And that's why I look at it now. That's where I'm at in my life, you know? For real, man.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, man, because like I said, you know, I only got one black suit, man. The only time I try to really wear that is at Halloween or I'm trying to get some business done to a point they can take me serious while I'm in that black suit. Other than that, man, I'm not trying to be wearing no black suit, man, for that other occasion, you know, where everybody emphasized, You know what I'm saying? I'm serious.
I hear you.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's just something we got to consider. Because,
right.
Hey, all this other stuff is tainted. You know, because 2 weeks ago when they shut the show off, right, I looked at the real definition of Thanksgiving. Now, in America eyes, they should rename Thanksgiving and take it. Because the way they did some Indians after them Indians broke bread with them later on in the 17th century, they need to be shot.
And you know what?
Because,
That's funny that you mentioned that because I was driving home on my way from the cleaners and I thought about Thanksgiving. And I said, were the pilgrims colonizers?
Yeah.
And well, I don't think people really think about that. When I thought about it, I said, you know, they came to this continent.
Listen, that was their objective.
Right.
Do you know, Smitty, I looked at it and I did my homework, not my research. Do you know the Wapama Indians that turned them on and helped them? Don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They mourn on Thanksgiving, man, because of what they did to them, man.
Right,
and I said
right,
to
right.
myself, it's typical America. That's typical America. They get what you want like a tyrant thief and then go out. And so undercover, we're celebrating the destruction of other human beings that they did. Because remember, they massacred them. They took their land, and the ones they couldn't kill, they enslaved them. So we go
right.
along with them to praise a holiday that was built for destruction.
Right.
Seriously. And that bothered my conscience, man.
Right.
It really did. It bothered me so bad to a point, man, I had to put an emphasis on it. You know? Seriously, man.
Right.
That's what I say. Yeah, the retailers, you know. I don't have nothing against Jewish people, man. But it
right.
seems pretty funny to me with all these retailers. They're mostly Jewish. And they're going to tell you, okay, now that you got fed and you feel good with your family, we're going to have Black Friday for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. That's crazy because you know what, man? It was never about that. That wasn't the intention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless that was their intentions. You know,
right.
if that's how they get down, I don't want to be associated with that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because, man, that defeats the purpose of us getting together. Why can't we do this all year round? Summer barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Spring flings. We don't have to always go like they tell us to because, you know what? They're the masters of manipulation and deception. They go tell you it's the greatest show on earth when you're supposed to have, like when you were in the projects, growing up in the projects. You're supposed to have your people over your house every other weekend, the people that care about you, that you love and want to have a good time with. But like I tell you, on Easter, man, on Easter, growing up in the Garden Housing Project, man, all I can remember, man, until this day, and I'll never forget it. My uncles and aunts would come over there, man, with fifths of Morgan Davis wine and all that stuff, and we'd bring the big speaker out and play that soul music, not that R&B pop that they call it now, which ain't nothing but black pop music, R&B. But we would sit down
right.
here, and they would give us money to dance with our cousins and want us to hang out and be together and all that stuff while they're here, you know? And that's what I miss. I don't know, maybe, you know, this new generation. Huh?
Everybody got along.
Yeah. And that's crazy, man. That's crazy because I guess all that commitment and sacrifices that they made before us is in vain now. You know, I mean, I really think so because there ain't no more cohesiveness and no more camaraderie among the families to a point that it don't have to be just a certain day. It could be all year round. You know?
Right.
At least
right.
I feel, you know, because, man, you don't know. Listen, man, the sand out the hourglass in our lives is running every day, by every moment, every minute, you know?
Right.
And, hey, I don't want to feel falling short humanistically. Now, all this materialism
right.
and what you measured on and what you got, you can say that, man, because like I said, you know, I always think that God blessed me with the ability to make things happen instead of me measuring what I got to make things happen, you know?
Right.
That's why I'm to a point that, you know, hey, that ain't no emphasis. You know, I mean, I just want to see how you feel, especially certain little personal things I'm going through right now. You know, I'm looking for things to get me back to being whole, and being humble and have some humility and don't be so serious
right.
and so critical, you know, because I tell you something, man, I thought at one end when I got out the woods or the life that I used to live, that everything was good, but I never took into consideration that, you know what, it's even worse now because you declare yourself independent, but I forgot that. Liberation and independence, you have to pay a high price, and that's an everyday struggle. It's almost like Cain and Kung Fu walking through the different towns trying to find his sensei master and find himself, you know. So the only thing I can really do right now in my life is just, like if you're playing basketball, I get knocked down, I got to get back up and brush myself off and keep going because it's only one direction for me now.
Keep
you
your
know,
head up
but,
and keep walking, brother.
That's all I can try, man. You know?
Keep your head up,
all I can try.
Walking.
Right. And at the same time, I'm always just going to try to keep a human touch. You know what I'm saying? Because,
man,
so I can know how to relate to people instead of being consumed and being beaten up and trotted down on. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Right. Yeah, man,
because I never knew. And all these years of living that, I know the game and the system and society is rigged against you, but you got to be very apprehensive and cautious about the people that you consider that's important to you in your life and that you care about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because I always feel like this. To love is to hurt. You better love people till it hurts. I'm not playing with it. I mean, seriously, you got to love a person till it hurts. I ain't talking about having sex for FUC can. I'm talking about really, really loving, man, be concerned about their whereabouts, you know, hoping that they're okay. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the giving comes in when things are down, such as you, you know, from the first day I met you, man. You know, when you give me that encouragement, you give me that hope and that optimism, that's worth it. Any money you could ever give me out your pocket, man, because I can walk away with that. And when I look you straight in your face and say, man, he came in peace not to hurt. You know, he didn't come here to manipulate or deceive nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's the essence of what I'm talking about, man. Because then that makes my heart feel so humble that, hey, I can move on. And there is some hope and optimism there. Just those words. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, yeah, because, you know, the famous Stevie Wonder said, go ahead.
Go ahead,
Cal.
Let's not forget that gas tank thing, man, when you run out of gas. Remember that?
I know. That's what I said. Remember? Right down the expressway going to Austin.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? That was
you know, that was back in the day, man, you know. Yeah, but, you know, I take that with me, man. I take that with me until I die because, you know what, that was something on a human being level. That was humanistic, man. You know what I'm saying? If you see a person down, don't kick them and try to help them.
Right.
That's why I trip on you because nothing ever bothers you. You always had an even keel, you know what I'm saying? And I see why, because, man, that's given. That, you know, seriously, that's given. It's measured in that type of action that makes me feel that there's still decent and good human beings out here, you know? For real, man. I'm serious. I look at it and I say, man, that's crazy, you know, for real. But it's good to let me know that, hey, there's still people out here. I can accept. Playing baseball, I played it all my life. And one thing I found out about baseball is that it's the only sport where you're not made to excel in. You know, I mean, you got to do one-third good, which is bat 300. And like the great Terry Williams said, 400 ain't a bad season. But that's the only thing I know, just like life, that 70% of the time, it can be really messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, so when you see some decent human element, you know, I try to cling and hold on to it.
Right.
And surround myself with that because I don't know, man. After living these years, especially in this most segregated racist city, man, I might be wrong saying this, man. You all might can get a baseball bat or a fraternity title, and I bend over and you whack me on the butt. But from what I've seen, being black in the inner cities of America, it's like the way they got it set up for us to just 85% of our life is predicated on ignorance, anger, and poverty. You know, and it's like all that can overshadow just the human being element of us living. You know, I mean, we got so many bad learned behaviors, it became a part of us, man. You know,
I think if more people would read that book, the Willie Lynch letters, I think they'll have a different perspective. I think they have a different perspective on why things kind of are the way they are, and it gives you some kind of idea of why we treat each other the way we do.
Well,
it
I think I
like
can do that with anything.
You know, we don't race people seem like that kind of self-destructive. It almost seems like it.
Well, you know something, though, Cal? Myself, personally, books
right.
like that, books like that, W.B. Du Bois and that damn Book of Washington,
right?
You know, I don't have to read them to see this up close and personal, you know,
exactly.
because,
exactly.
yeah, because remember, man, you know what the biggest prostitution ring ever in the history of America and the world was slavery.
Right.
The same aspects a pimp does on a whore is what they did to us. They
right.
got us from Union Station. Remember, they had a boat, and they dropped us off at Union Station like the pimp do. You go look at the new meat. The pimp constantly lie and tell you that he loves you. But then they put the pimp hand down on you in a minute. He done left a bruise and a scar so bad in your heart and your brain that you handed down to generations. And then
right.
you feel this pump. You feel this pump. Once he come around,
right.
he gonna walk on eggshells, but around your own, you sit around a whorehouse, and you the best whore in the whorehouse for that pimp. And that's how we are,
right.
men and women black in America. And that's why I don't trip, because now we done got that trauma bond that's so bad to where we handed it down generations to our children, man, and our grandkids.
Right.
And that's because it was predicated on prostitution. You know, so when they come with these smear books and all that, hey, man, live it first and then talk about it.
Right.
Because you can just do some secret research and become you're a sociology professor. You sit around the neighborhoods and perceive all this. You know, you can just be, somebody that's just a propagandist. You know, because I noticed that different dynamic even in our movies. It always takes Jewish people to tell the plight of black men. You know, if it wasn't
right.
David Wapner telling Alex Haley and Roots, it was Steven Spielberg in The Color Purple. We can't tell our own perspective on it. So, see, that's what I'm saying. It's still the prostitution bond or the trauma bond of the pimp. That's why
right.
slavery is, like, really taboo. Because if you look at it in this right perspective, you look back on it, if it was told, a lot of people would be hurt, man. Societies would fall. Because you know what? They knew, like I said about Thanksgiving, they knew the Indians wasn't going to build. Well, the Indians was going to fight. And a lot of them fought and a lot of them got killed. But they took the pimp from the city on us and brought us over here. And that's why we look like the greatest whores ever in the society of America. That's why we're not respected. You know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of people don't respect whores. They doing that with a whole race of people. They're not respecting us because they look at us as tools. They don't look at us as human, man. They're narcissists. They don't have no empathy for us. They don't take no accountability. And the main thing is that, hey, they going to sit up here and tell you that the world is flat when we know it's round all the time. They're the master manipulators, man. And it seems like every time we fall for it because that's your mind. That trauma bond is so heavy and so messed up on us to a point, man, we can see. You know, when they come around, we just can see. Cause, okay, we're going to take this. I mean, it's reflective of that stupid job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm going to get back on the point of Thanksgiving. So we might as well call Thanksgiving and take it, just like they did a stupid job. How you going to consider us on the front line every day not to be essential workers? Why? Because they don't respect us. There's too many of us at that job, so they're not going to let us get $3,500 tax-free. That's the lowest that they gave essential workers, like nurses and cops. They gave them more. But to us, no, they're going to crumb you out with that little $1,800, and they taxed it. They gave it to you in increments and portions. Why they kept the rest? Like a pimp does a whore. You know, so, you know, man, like I said, before we can save the world, we're going to have to save ourselves first. I'm serious. You know, the ghetto 60s love cry, that was cool at the moment, but hell, half of them that survived the 60s are either your professors or your engineers or whatever. The few that still left. So, you know, I just look at it and it's just, you know, my mother used to call it common hoarseness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You think about it. Learn behavior. If we throw garbage out our window and the garbage can is and have it is 10 feet away, we learned that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't born instilled in us. You meet a beautiful woman. You go to her crib, and all she got is a pitcher of ice water with no ice cubes. Houston, we got a problem, bro. Seriously. So,
right.
You know, that's why I keep in her laugh, man. You know, because, you know, it don't make no sense. But at the same time, like Crazy Eric Badu said, and I believe her. Everybody says she crazy, she nuts, but I really do believe what she said, man. It's 85% that follows, 10% running, and 5% know what's going on. That's the only reason why I do this show, because I feel I'm one of the 5%, and I can't cross the line too much because they'll put me on ice. You know what I'm saying? But I have no fear of that. It's just that,
right.
You know what? There's two motivations. Either you just outright don't like me or you feel that I'm a threat to your norm. So, you know, let the motivation be clear. Hey, let's roll our sleeves up and ball up our fists and we can get out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Because it's no fear.
Right.
You know, seriously. Right. So, you know, I need, but one thing I want is to be put in this right perspective, your motives for what you want to try to do to me. Or disrupt anything that I want to do, you know.
Right.
So that's basically in a nutshell. That's all, man. But I just want everybody to understand that we have this holiday tomorrow. I want everybody to take five and see if they can do something besides this one day out the year. You know, I'm quite sure to feel much better. And, you know, you don't have to hinge upon because everybody else said it. I never liked following everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Well, my main thing is this, man. I don't care if it's just going by your people house that you love, man, and just say what's up to them. So be it. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, that's the key essential there, man, to let you know I'm still alive. What you doing? Hey, man, let's go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Watch a football game or whatever, you know? What y'all need? Y'all showing us something? Hey, don't worry about it. I got it. Y'all just wait here. We sit around and have a good time in the place for a few minutes. Because one thing about getting older, we can't go back in time. But at the same time, the time that we got, we can go back and enjoy it and embrace whatever it is, even if it's just for a few moments. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's
right,
more
right.
important than just hyping this whole day up. You know? That's for real. Yeah. But, hey, that's basically it. I'm going to try to see if I can get one more call in. Man, I want to thank you for finally calling the show, man.
All right, Skip. Not a problem. You know, not a problem, man. Anytime.
Yeah, man. This the life, man. This is what I'm doing now, Kyle. I talk a lot.
Keep up the good work, man.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, you stay safe, brother, okay? We'll talk.
Okay, we'll do. You too as well, and happy holiday for you and your family. Okay.
All right, likewise, brother.
All right, I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right, brother.
All right, we're going to try out. One more call. Hello, Carla. Hey, Carla. Hello. Okay, well, all right. Well, I appreciate you listening. You don't have to respond. I really appreciate you listening because, you know, like I said, I'm just trying to fill this holiday. That's all. And I appreciate you all calling. So, you know, that's basically it. So, yeah, going back to the whole topic and the meaning of tonight. Hey, man, I just want everybody to be safe, have a good time, enjoy the people that you love, man. you know, hey, and if it takes you to go back and tell them that to remind them, so be it, man. You know, because one thing about this crazy place, a lot of us might not know where we're going to be tomorrow. But as long as we get through the day, hey, that's a blessing, and that's something to be thankful for. You know, and you got to really, really appreciate it now. Because, hey, you know, things can take a turn for the worse in any second. You know, and the reality is that we all think that we got control over this, but it's only one fate. Only one person holds our fate, and that's the man. So may everybody be safe, peaceful, and prosperous, not just one day, but for the rest of their life as they live in this place, man. Because I'm going to tell you something. We all got the ability and the capability. It's just that sometimes we get too distracted and caught up in what's good to us instead of what's good for us. So, you know, as I talked at the show, man, I really thank you people for calling in, because this is something that I enjoy doing. You know, and I can't let nothing or nobody try to overshadow it. So I'm just, hey, really happy and thankful. Not because it's Thanksgiving Eve, but really happy and thankful and feel blessed that you all are my audience, because I couldn't do it without you all. So I just want to give a shout out and a big thanks to the people that listen and understand. And not only that, I finally got a whole hour, because 2 weeks ago they cut me off like I was nobody. So I'm really elated over that, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. So I just want you all to know that's where I'm at. And reach. And hey, we can reach. We can touch people, man. Have emphasis and impact on what we're doing, you know. And hey, enjoy ourselves. I want everybody to enjoy themselves. Have a good time. Enjoy life. Because we only got one shot. You know, we're going to make it the best that we can. So that's what we're doing. So we're just going to just take it easy and ride this tide. I only got a few more minutes left on the show, you all. You know, but next week's show, it'll be another special show as well. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, because I'm looking forward to hearing from you all again. But the show still going to go on. I'm that determined. So, hey, I just want to keep it in its right perspective. And I just hope everybody can sit down and enjoy, you know, who they are, not what they got. So, basically, that's it. So, all right, well, we finna sign off because I know all you people that's looking for this holiday tomorrow, hey, I know you ain't going to have all the time in the world to listen to me. But, you know, I really appreciate you all listening anyway. So I'm basically just going to sign off for now. And I look forward to hearing from you all next week. So take care of yourself and the people that you love. And always remember, it's better always to live than live. So the next time, y'all, have a good evening. Bye-bye for now. Bye. Thank you.